First things first, really, how's life treating you and what are you up to these days?
Life's gone well. Obviously, I have to retire at an early age. My sister has a private school for young people with mental health issues and behavioural problems.
And you talked about your own career as well. Obviously, that was sadly cut short due to injury, but how fondly do you look back at your time with the U's?
The first 18 months, 2 years was probably the highlight of my career. You know, we had a great young team. I think it was myself, Armour Reza, Dave Kitson, Tom Young. You know, we had an attacking style of football where there was, you know, no pressure. But on the other side, we probably lacked a little bit of experience. You know, we'd go on and win games 5-3, 6-4, and it was exciting, but a little bit more experience, and we probably underachieved looking back. You know, we should really have got promoted on that year.
And obviously your years were 2001 to 2005, and there were some highs and lows. Obviously you got to the LDV Vans Trophy final against Blackpool. There was obviously that relegation towards the end of your time there, but what did you take away from your 4 years?
Looking back, you know, I played for Wolverhampton at a very young age, but it probably changed me from a boy into a man when I still left. You know, every time I speak to somebody, people will always say, you underachieved in your footballing career, which is disappointing, you know, but eventually, you know, probably got the better of me. At Cambridge, those first 2 years was, you know, probably 2 years of my life, and least the first year more so, the best time I've ever had in the football side of it. But, you know, something in life, you know, you can't replicate, you know, you can do other things, but, you know, it was a great time for myself.
Yeah, and in terms of the relegation as well, obviously that happened in sort of the end of the 2004-05 season. You went back into the Football League with Leighton Orient. What drew you towards Orient at that time?
I guess Martin Link, you know, I sat there and had a few options. It seems disappointing for myself at Cambridge, you know, I think it was said in the paper. Probably a little bit embarrassing for myself, you know. It was twisted, parts of it. I did say certain things, but, you know, you look back and you're a young boy with a little bit of arrogance, you know, you say certain things which you learn over time, which you probably can't really say, you know, things you believe in or whatever at the time, but, you know, you have to probably present things in a different way, you know. But, you know, Leighton Orient was reasonably close. It was, Martin Ling was a winger. You know, I went down. It was the day Liverpool won the Champions League final. Sat down with him. We had a cup of coffee for an hour or so. Manfield wanted. I think that was how I played my best football, you know. It was somebody who believed in me and wanted, you know, I was after going and, you know, play for Martin and Leighton Orient. And things went unbelievably well for the first season. Well, for both years, really, but more so the first year.
And in terms of relegation as well, I mean, we see it happen quite often that teams drop out of the Football League that were once giants, if you like. And how does the team pick itself up? Because very few teams, apart from, I think, Bristol Rovers in recent times, have come straight back up into League Two.
Yeah, I think you have options, you know. You either need a chairman who's going to throw money back at it and, you know, and keep the players what are there, get rid of maybe a little bit of dead wood and change things, because obviously it's not worth, change the manager, and then go again and, you know, and have a right good go at it.
And of course, a lot's changed at Cambridge over the years as well. How pleased are you that they're back in the Football League?
Yeah, massively pleased. You know, every Saturday I have to look out for the results. Jabba Albir is there now. He's a good friend of mine at Leighton Orient. He's had a great career, you know. And I see they're playing Carlisle today. And, you know, I was yesterday. I mentioned it during the radio today. And a few of them had a look at Cambridge United. I mentioned Jabba. And Carlisle was always one of them teams which was a lucky team for myself, which I managed to score a few goals against. There weren't many of them. Carlisle was one of those, you know. So, you know, it'd be quite ironic today if Jabba goes and scores and a goal or two and beats Carlisle, you know, after yesterday mentioning it to the children at school.
And of course, that's something that the manager would like Joe Dunn as well. What do you make of the current U's team and, of course, Joe Dunn as well?
It's you know, it's one of those, you know, at the table at this moment in time, it's early in the season. You know, we looked at when we went to Leighton Orient and we had a decent budget at the time, but we bought, you know, five or six players in, you know, who was on good wages, but there was experience at that level in the league. You need one or two very good goal scorers. Jabal's, you know, it's getting on a little bit now, but Jabal's a very good player at that level. If you can keep him fit and keep him in the team, then, you know, it can provide goals for you. You know, then the need to pick up a few results, you know, because obviously, you know, I think they've only won two games this season. You know, they need points. And you need to be in and around it come after Christmas, you know, because people always say there's only one team makes the light one, but, you know, it's difficult. You need to be in that top 7 or 8, top 10 come after Christmas, and, you know, you got a good chance.
Tim Armitage, of course, former Terraces presenter with us, has got a question, Tim.
Shane, I mean, your career obviously was cut short. I think you were only 26 when you went out through injury. How difficult is it as a player, especially a player who's played at a good level, to come to terms with the end of a career so early?
You know, believe it or not, it's probably the most interesting point. You know, I had 18 months where I was constantly injured. I probably had 15 to 20 operations, major ones, where, you know, it was serious injuries towards the end of it, you know, with my knees and so on. So I kind of come to terms with it. Mentally, it was something that happened over a period of time where it was almost, it was integrated over 18 months, 2 years, where I had to come to terms with it. You learn in life that nobody feels sorry for you, so you have to pick yourself up. You know, at my school now, we've got a full-time psychologist for the young people. Mental health is probably the biggest illness now. What's out there, and it's becoming a little bit more realised. I see a lot of footballers now, you know, who are struggling mentally. You know, they're going down the wrong track, whether that be with alcohol, drugs, gambling. You know, it's a massive issue. You know, my biggest and probably my toughest test, believe it or not, wasn't retiring. It was probably the day I nearly ruptured my hamstring when we played Leighton Orient. You know, I was, you know, people will remember that. That, you know, probably changed my career when I was at Cambridge. You know, that was the time when everything changed. I probably lost, I'll say half a yard. It was probably 2 yards of pace. You know, probably people will, you know, talk about that time. But coming back from that, you know, I think I was around about 20 years old, 21 years old, was flying 10, 12 goals outside the box. I had a lot of clubs interested. You know, one or two from the big four or five in the Premier League, as the so-called there, and one very interesting. I had this protrusion in my back, which I was playing through. I couldn't feel my left side, but, you know, I kept going out and playing. Wrong to league now when I look back. And everything went, you know, I needed double hernia. The disc went completely in my hamstring went, and I came back in for 18 months. I look back and I was probably not the player of the shadow. You believe all the yikes from before the injury, and you know, people are saying things in the press and fans are saying you can't do this, you can't do that. And 21-year-old living away from home, that was a time bar for me, physically for myself, I'm being honest, not retiring.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're glad you're back on track as well, Shane. Just very quickly, I want to touch on one final thing before we go. You worked with Eyolf Rennar as well, the former manager of Cambridge United, now managing the Moroccan national team. He did very well in the World Cup, actually, despite the fact that Morocco only got 1 point from three games. What was it like working under him?
It was a brand new philosophy for everyone at the club. You know, it changed lifestyle. Pre-season was up at 6, 3 sessions a day, no TVs in your room. That was the only thing I never understood, really, what a TV would change, but it was more about sleep patterns, I guess. But it's someone I learned from, not only in football, but in terms of life, you know, in terms of lifestyle. You look at him now, he was 50, 51 years old. You know, he's a good-looking guy and lends himself extremely well for his age. You know, that's how you want to be when you're there, right? You know, keeps yourself ridiculously fit. My biggest surprise is he's not been offered, you know, at least a championship job, you know, in this country, because he's very capable.
Interesting. Now, thank you very much indeed for your time, Shane. We wish you all the very best with your projects, of course, and thank you for joining us on the Cambridgeshire Football Show.
No, been a pleasure. Thank you.